There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia's not going to lose to Florida. No. Like, they're not. No. They're certainly not going to lose to Florida, no. Are they? And then no. They did. They won 34-20. But goodness gracious, what's going on with that guy?
I don't know.
How come he can't stop throwing it to the other guys?
I have no clue. And I'm at the point, and maybe I might change my thought by Friday. But I don't trust this dude, man. I don't trust him. And when quarterbacks throw interceptions like he's throwing interceptions, that's not it. That don't go away.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're a play caller that takes it away, and they can't do that,
because the problem
they
is
they can't do that.
The problem is he's also making great throws.
Yes,
he's all the offense. And this is such a ridiculous thing to say, but you know what I mean. And
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like when he isn't throwing it to the wrong team,
yes,
it looks really good.
Yes,
like the offense is moving.
Yes,
I mean, and they're moving up and down the field, and they did a ton in that game for sure. But you also can't say that and not act like that's not a huge deal, because throwing it to the other team is a really big deal.
Yes, it is.
And he's done it 3 times in a game, 3 times this year.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you can, and you know, the ultimate thing, and I made the you remember we were at John Parler, his golf tournament, and we were leaving, and the young lady pulls up on the cart. Hot take, Florida's going to beat Georgia. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then, yeah, well, Carson's going to throw interceptions because he got the Lamborghini and the girl and all that stuff. And I was like, that's not why he's throwing interceptions.
Okay? I don't know. I don't think it is either.
No.
But it's something.
It's something. But
I can't explain.
But it was irritating. The whole – when I saw him on Saturday, I got irritated. Why the hell you come out with all this war paint or something?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell?
He's doing way too much.
He's doing way too damn much. Just go play quarterback.
Yeah, just be a quarterback.
Just go play quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know where to go with this right now, man. I know I don't, and I don't think that you're going to beat Ole Miss throwing 3 interceptions.
No, if you throw 3 interceptions on Saturday, you're going to lose to Ole Miss.
They're going
to
lose. Yeah. They're going to lose. And they might get their ass whipped, Andy. Because
I don't think they will, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, because they got. I mean, Texas has a good ass offense too.
Yeah, Georgia is going to show up. They show up.
Yeah, we're going to show up.
Especially the defense is going to show up and be fine.
But like, just him in the and just like and it's just like okay, I take away the one in Texas when Lawson drops it. Lawson, you got to catch the ball.
Okay.
The last interception he threw against Florida, he got hit while throwing the football.
Okay.
The other one's like, where the hell are you throwing the football?
Yeah, the other one's just being absurdly aggressive on like first down,
yes,
too. Like
that's
the thing that's so annoying about it. I mean, it's all annoying if it was first down or third down, but at least if it was third down and he's like under duress or something like that, he's pressured and trying to make a play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in these cases, it's almost as if he's just trying to prove, I don't know if it's to himself or whatever, he's just trying to prove that he can make those throws. And he's throwing it into really dangerous spots.
Yes.
He's like, oh, it's double coverage, but I got a cannon.
I can rifle this in there.
He's like, dude, it's first down. Just throw it away or check down or something and live to play another play and then make the great throw when the guy's open on the next play.
Yes.
Because that's the thing. Like, guys are open a lot. And a lot of the throws that they're making in the offense when it's working is to open receivers. These interceptions that he's throwing are just horrible, forced, over-aggressive throws into places that it's never going to work. Like, Florida guys can catch. Like, you throw it into double coverage like that, they're going to catch
it.
And
it was a hell of a catch the dude made. He just reached out and snatched it. Like, yeah. And then Herbie's like, well.
But that's what I don't get about it is why in those situations. Like, you can justify over-aggressiveness if the, you know, late in games or if you're under pressure, third and long, whatever. It's like first and 10 in the first quarter. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, man. I don't know. But, I don't know what you do because you got to let him roll the ball down the field.
Oh,
you know,
and they're not going to take him out.
They're not going to take him out. They're not going to put Gunner in.
Well, the most annoying thing probably for you and Georgia fans is he does get better. Like, he'll do all that dumb stuff, and then he'll play awesome.
But then,
and it's like, what? Like, why are you – just do that the whole time. Like, just don't – don't make those terrible, ridiculous throws early in the game. Like, he'll settle down and still throw for like 350.
Yeah,
but a couple
but that's what I'm saying. Like, why do we need to do this?
I don't know.
Why do we need to do this? You're going against a very good team, very good, especially up front defensively.
Oh, yeah.
They got some dudes over there and everything like that.
Yeah, people talk about Ole Miss's defense because their offense can be dynamic, and it certainly was on Saturday. Put up a million points on Saturday. But Ole Miss defense. They'll make you pay.
Hell yeah, they are rugged. And then you talk offensively, they got weapons galore. They got receivers on top of receivers. And I don't know who number 11 was. But he had five touchdowns on Saturday.
He did have five touchdowns.
Yeah, just like, I'm just going to go over here and work these dudes and everything like that. And they're playing well. And we talked a little bit yesterday as far as some things that we've said on the show leading up to, you know, obviously this game. But, like, this would be his statement win. Talking about Lane Kiffin.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, when is he hasn't had one.
Which is why you can't possibly be picking Ole Miss. Like, no one could be, right?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. What's the line? Are we favored in this game?
I would imagine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know, again, I know Carson Beck has made some mistakes for sure, but, like, he's not making so many mistakes that people are gonna buy Lane Kiffin now, are they?
It's a possibility.
I made that mistake
for 2.5? Okay, thanks,
I made that mistake for the last time last week, all right? I thought Penn State was going to beat Ohio State like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very consistent for years about when it comes down to splitting hairs, right, in those games, take the coach you trust.
Yep.
You don't trust Lane Kiffin?
Nope.
Not to win a game.
Not to win that game. But
yeah.
He might
say something funny on Thursday.
But I look at it from a standpoint where the guy who has the ball more than anybody, who's responsible, you remember what I said? The hopes and dreams. And you have everybody's hopes and dreams with that ball in your hand.
Yep.
And he has just been, they've been winning, so I can't say let us down, but like.
Yeah, but he has.
He has.
And you're right, they have been winning, and they're the number two team in the country. And when the playoff rankings come out tonight, they'll probably be the number two team in the country. And yet, he's holding them back.
Yep.
Like, he's holding them back from what the potential of the team is. If they had a quarterback who wasn't throwing three interceptions a game in SEC play, then they'd be the number one team in the country because they wouldn't have lost to Alabama because they wouldn't have put him behind the eight ball like he did in the first half of that game and then required that crazy comeback and then still threw an interception at the end to end the game, right? Like, the thing that everyone stops talking about is like, well, he played great. Yeah, until he didn't, until it was time to win the game, and then he threw an interception again. Georgia's capable of a lot, but he seems to be the roadblock.
Yes. He is. And that's the bad, and that's what I'm saying. When you have a national contending team and it's the damn quarterback, and it's not necessarily the quarterback when you look at it, well, he's limited. Well, all he can do is run or something like this. No, he's turning the ball over.
Right. Because he's got all what you want.
Yes.
He just does really dumb stuff sometimes.
Yes.
Which is like, how do you fix that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust that it's going to get fixed.
Yeah.
Unless Bobo just don't let him throw the ball.
Well, and you know he's not going to do that.
And you know that's not going to happen.
Bobo's throwing the ball.
Yes. Yes. And then we don't know Etienne's status. I mean, I love me some Nate.
Seems like he'd be okay.
I love me some Nate Frazier. I just love watching that young boy run the football, man.
Don't throw it slash, though.
Yeah, but
they get mad at you for that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.